We had our family Sunday school this morning. Hopefully, those of you who were there for that kind of enjoyed it. And if you've hit all three of them, just a little bit different, just something to change it up and do things. But we had kind of a theme of the family throughout. And this week it was from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 is our main one. And this is, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. That verse in Proverbs springboards off of the other verses that we've done in the other Sunday schools. And let's just seek the Lord now, and then we'll talk about this a little bit more. Father God, we just come before you and we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that you indeed are our Lord, not just in heaven, but also here on earth and in our hearts and in our lives. You're not one who's just far off, but you're also very near. Lord, we ask that you would just be with us now, that you'd send your Holy Spirit to be here present in this service. And Lord, that you would anoint me to preach your word, that it might be an encouragement and blessing to each one who hears. Lord, we ask this for the glory and honor of your namesake, not for our own. And Lord, we ask that you would use us to be your servants. Move now. Give us a better understanding of your word and help us to walk with you more. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Proverbs is a book of truisms. Okay? It's not a guarantee. It's not a formula that says, if you do this, you will automatically get this. A plus B equals C. It's not a mathematical formula. A lot of us would like to have those. We would like to be able to say, if I do this and I do that, I'm going to get this. We all want that. We like that surety. But the fact of the matter is that free will does enter into the equation, and so do the attacks of the enemy in life and various things. And things don't always go the way that they should or we would like. But what we have here is a verse that tells us that if we do this, this is the most likely outcome. This is what's probably going to happen, and we can see that it happens most of the time, most people. Now, as a child, I grew up going to church. And some of my fondest, most favorite memories were of those going to Sunday school class as a kid. All sorts of things. So when Don and I had children, I wanted to take our kids to church so that they could experience some of those things that I did. I was trained up to go to church. I was trained up to learn God's word. I was trained up to love God. You know, that passage in Deuteronomy that we read last week, Deuteronomy 6, verse 7. And you guys have it there. I didn't mark it in mine, so it's going to take me a second to find my way. Deuteronomy 6, verse 7 says, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. So impress them on your children. What is it that we're impressing? It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. That was impressed upon me as a child. So I wanted to love God. I wanted to do that. Why did I want to do that? Because as a child I was trained that that's a good thing. And I saw it and I experienced it. I learned to do it. So what this word is telling us here is that it's our job, those of us who are older, we've only got like maybe two here that don't qualify as being older. Okay. They both have diapers on. Okay. The rest of us, well, we're older than somebody here. And we can help train up somebody, even if we're still young. We can still help those that are younger than us train. When I was the eldest brother, I used to help my sisters, sometimes to their detriment. I would help train them in various ways to do things. Sometimes what I trained them to do wasn't the right way. But there were times I got to help in Sunday school. I helped my mom do that. I was an assistant, a helper. It was a big thing for me. I really appreciated it. You don't have to be the be-all, end-all to teach. We all teach. Everybody teaches, if only through our actions and our interactions with somebody else. You ever tell a young child, oh no, don't do that. You could hurt yourself. That's teaching. You ever say, ever sit down with a small child and go, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Anybody ever do that? Mm-hmm. You're teaching. We instruct in so many ways that we often don't realize it. What we see here is we're supposed to instruct them in the ways that we're supposed to go. Train up a child in the way that they should go. Well, what way should they go? They should go to church. They should go to the Lord when they have need. They should be leaning on God. We need to do that. We need to instruct on that. How do we do that? Well, sometimes we do it in the classroom. Sometimes we do it in just life at home and just our own example. The best way to learn how to do something is to do it. If you really want to learn the ABCs, teach them to somebody else. You learn them. So you want to learn 10 Commandments? Teach them to somebody else. You want to learn God's Word? Teach it to somebody else. It helps the instructor, and it helps those who are instructed. And if we train up those when they're young, when they're old, they'll continue on. How many of you learned how to tie your shoes when you're little? How many of you have now bought loafers or Velcro shoes because you don't want to tie your shoes anymore? But you still know how to tie your shoes. In Sunday school class, I was talking about how we eat. We learn how I hold the knife and fork. It's different. Different cultures. How I learned to do it as a child, I continue to do it today. And I will continue to do so as long as I'm physically able to do it that way. And I'll do it without thinking or thought. Why? Because I was instructed how to do that as a small child. That's the way you do it. One of the biggest ways I learned that that's the way you do it is sitting at the table with my parents. One, I would watch them, but two, they would sit next to me and they would correct me if I was doing it wrong. Sometimes energetically, depending on how wrong I was being. But I learned. And now I do it. It's become a habit. I brush my teeth. I brush my teeth in the morning when I get up, and I brush my teeth before I go to bed at night. One, because I have really bad issues with bad breath if I don't otherwise, because I build up plaque, but I learned how to do it as a kid. We used to get those little red tablets from the dentist's office. You chew them up and you brush your teeth and you chew the tablet and it stains your teeth anywhere there's plaque on. Oh no, why do they do that? It's a teaching aid to teach you how to brush your teeth. To learn that you need to brush in certain spots because that's where the plaque builds up. You learn how. You're instructed how. Now, 40 plus years later, I don't need the red tablets to know that I got plaque there. I've been instructed in how to do it. And when I get old, now I'm 50, I consider myself old. I'm now a half century. As soon as you can say half century, that sounds old. But I do it. Because I was trained when I was young to do it. So we want kids to go to church when they're older. We got to train them to go to church when they're younger. I know people who said, you know, I'm not going to force my children to learn something or to do anything. You know, if they want to come. No, no. Did you say, I'm not going to force my children to learn to wear pants? If they want to wear clothes, we're just going to let them. If otherwise, if they want. No, you said, put them on. You know, you didn't say, you know, if I'm not going to force my child to use the toilet. You know, if they, when they're ready, when they want to, they will. No, it comes after a while, you just get tired of changing diapers. You say, no, this is toilet. This is what it's for. We laugh at that, but it's true, isn't it? You don't give young children a choice between doing wrong and doing right. You teach them right so that when they become older, that then they can choose between right and wrong because they've learned what right is. And hopefully because we've trained them to do right, they will continue on doing it. Now, we do have the bad side of us because we do, in our attempts to train people or in our way we live, we're not perfect. And we learn things that are bad. Anybody here got any bad habits that you learned when you're younger? Mm-hmm. I've got some. I don't know what they are, but Donna does. She has a list. How many here learned to smoke when they were little? Breaking that, how many of you have managed to break that habit? It's not easy. It's not easy to break that. We learn bad things. We learn good things. But the point is that God wants to instruct us how to do things right. In Psalm 32, in verse 8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. That's God's word to us. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. God's instruction manual right here. He's got His word. God personally comes and instructs us through the indwelling Holy Spirit. He reveals His word to us. He reveals to us how we should walk with Him. God's word is all about doing it right. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, it says, Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So, as a parent, my job isn't to make my kids crazy. My job is to train them. John, Pastor John, you need to pay attention to this one. Your job is not to make your children crazy, but to instruct them. Okay? Bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. This is what we all are to do. Okay? God is instructing us. We as parents, as adults, are not to exasperate, but to train. I'm not supposed to make you frustrated and angry. I am supposed to come alongside of you and help you to understand and comprehend. This is what we each are supposed to do. Now, we've got some invitations out to the neighborhood to come. And they're going to come, hopefully, to this picnic and to this family night. And this is good. It's a good time for them to meet us and get to know us a little bit. And we can do some teaching that church isn't all that scary, that we aren't a scary bunch. We can teach them that we are loving and kind, and we do care by being real with them when they come. But hopefully, then they'll take the next step and come to a Sunday school or church service. But you know what? We need to have teachers to instruct these Sunday schools. We need to have greeters to stand out here and say welcome when people come. We need to have a church that is in teacher mode. We, the church, are the ones that are to instruct those who are younger than us in the Lord. And if they don't know God, and you do, you are now the more spiritually mature. And it is your job to instruct them in the way they should go, so that as they grow older, they might know how to go. They might continue in that. Now, you train somebody up in the way they should do it, and you pray that it sticks. And if it does, you know it. You know, I've been trained to respond to certain situations a little bit different than some people. You know, all through growing up as a kid, I was in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. I was in Indian Guides before that. And they kept telling us, you know, first aid, first responder type stuff was a lot of the training that I had. And then I was a lifeguard. So when I hear trouble, my first response is to turn to the trouble and to help. I had that training when I was in my single digits and in my teens. Literally, I took my first life-saving class where I had a Red Cross life-saving certificate, first aid and life-saving thing, when I was 11 years old. I had first aid merit badges before that. I was 11 years old, and I was a junior lifeguard. Now what I have trouble with is when I go to do the current training for it, they've changed the way you're supposed to do mouth-to-mouth recitation. Oh, it's so difficult for me to do this jaw thrust thing. Well, you know, no, you're supposed to put it on the back and do this. You're not supposed to do it that way anymore. But you know what? In a panic, I'll probably do it the old way, even though I've trained on the new. Why? Because what I learned as a young is what I'm going to do when I get old. Now, I really, really, really need to train if I'm going to be in a position where I'm going to be giving artificial respiration as a likelihood. I haven't had to do it for a number of years, praise God, but I have had to do it. Each one of us is going to be in a position of training. Those who are younger in the faith, those who are younger in age, and how we train them is going to impact how they respond later. So, the question we need to be asking ourselves today is, Lord, show me how I can better teach. Show me where I can teach. How? What? Because you're each a teacher. This instruction is not just to those who gone to college and got a pastoral degree of some sort. This is to moms and dads, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas. You're all one or two or three of those things, aren't you? Some of us are even Finnish. I'm picking on Dan right now because he just got back from Finland, but he said it was even too hot in Helsinki. But he went there to teach, to be part of a conference, so that people could learn. But we don't have to travel all the way to Finland to do teaching. We can teach right here. We need to teach right here. And we need to be asking God, God, what do you want me to teach and who do you want me to teach? Right here, right now. There isn't a one of us that's too old. And there isn't a one of us here that can hear and understand my words that is too young. God can and will use us all. The question is, are you going to let Him? The Word tells us that that instruction is to take place. That it's going to take place one way or the other. And here's the deal. It will take place one way or the other. A lot of what I learned growing up was following my mom and dad around. I learned how to help my dad do different projects. We remodeled every house or property we ever had. He did his own car repair and whatnot. I was the gopher. You know, the gopher this, gopher that. And I got to learn what each tool was, usually by the method of, no, that's not it. Go get this. Give me the name of it. And then I would go and look at this toolbox and say, okay, what's... Try this one. Wrong! Try again! But I learned. But I also learned how to use the tool by watching them. I learned how to conduct myself in various things by following them too. Now, it wasn't just my parents. It was also my teachers at school. I learned how to interact and how to teach and instruct by some of those teachers. I saw the way that they did class. And I find myself doing some of the things that they did. You see, we learn by example. So whether you agree that you're going to be a teacher or not, you are. Because you are an example to somebody else of what a Christian is. Somebody's going to look to you. Somebody looks up to you and says, I'm going to do things the way they do it. And if we're doing it wrong, people, then we're not teaching them the way that they should go. And they won't do right when they get older. But we need to live our lives in such a manner so that they can take the instruction of our lives and live a life that does honor God, so that they can indeed be instructed. And that we can train a child in the way he should go, so that when he is old, he will not turn from it. So, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. And that we here, each one of us, is a teacher. We've all been taught. And we all teach. Show us how we can be more intentional in that teaching and instruction. Show us, Lord, where you would have us to step forward to teach maybe a Sunday school class, a Bible study, to just be a helper or an assistant in one of these things. Lord, put that burden on our hearts. But also, Lord, show us how we can teach through just the living the daily example of our lives, how we can teach by turning to God in times of trouble and letting those around us know that this is what I'm doing. Lord, help us to teach those who are in our care how best to love you and to know you and to follow you, so that when they have need of it later, they can follow you on their own. We just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all